This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a better than even chance that you're in your car right now, passing road sign after road sign as you make your way about your afternoon. Those signs do a lot for us, you know. They point us in the right direction. They tell us when to stop and what to watch out for. And today they direct us to the latest installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
We've got a twofer this week. Similar questions from both Chris Achiu of Snoqualmie, Washington, and Kellen McGuire here in Los Angeles, who asked this.
I've always wondered where freeway signs come from.
Good thing for him, Marketplace's Mark Garrison has the answer.
I'm standing in front of a sign in North Carolina for 98 East. We're very close to the birthplace of nearly all North Carolina road signs. It's a very unusual factory, and chances are the highway signs you drive by every day came from a place like it. The gate rumbles open to a factory with heavy security. Layers of fencing topped with coils of serious-looking razor wire. There's a looming watchtower and no-nonsense guards everywhere. This plant is inside a medium-security prison east of Raleigh. As in many states, nearly all of North Carolina's road signs are made by inmates. After multiple security screenings, we cross the gravel prison yard and enter the sign plant. It's an enormous space. In one corner, an inmate feeds a square piece of metal through a heavy-duty machine, chopping each corner to make the familiar octagonal shape of a stop sign. The first thing you feel is just how big the signs actually are. They don't look so huge from a driver's seat. The interstate signs are gigantic, like movie screens.
This is an exit sign for I-40 east to Greensboro.
Prisoners work under state officials, like plant manager Danny Stanley. He watches as the sign is hoisted high in the air, while a worker shines a spotlight and peers carefully.
Danny scratches and he can see it behind that light. If there's anything else wrong with it, the color varies or anything, he can also see that.
Did this one pass?
That one passed. It's going out the door.
Another striking thing is what the prisoners work with. Utility knives, drills, they're tools, but also potential deadly weapons in the hands of convicted killers formerly in maximum security. Phil Rowe explains how they earn the plant's trust.
They want a job, and they've been infraction-free in order to achieve the job.
Rowe oversees this plant and other facilities for Correction Enterprises, North Carolina's prison labor agency. With nearly $100 million in annual sales and thousands of inmates at work, it's one of the largest state prison labor operations in America. Leaders are quick to point out it works without taxpayer money. Inmates like Stephen Good say they never knew where signs came from.
No, I had no idea, none whatsoever. It was an experience to come in here and actually see signs being made and knowing I'm going to be a part of signs on the road now. Yeah.
Like that train whistle Johnny Cash sang about, the signs remind them of the world beyond the walls. When prisoners imagine what it would be like to see them out there, they sound like Charles Austin.
They want to say, welcome to North Carolina. That's one of the big things we do here. I might tell my grandkids I helped put that sign on the road.
There's pride in creating these signs, but little money. 26 cents an hour is top pay. Studies show vocational training like prisoners get here makes them more likely to find work and less likely to fall back into crime. But prison labor is also controversial for paying low wages and crowding out private companies that have to offer free market salaries. Away from the noise of the plant, Good talks about what kind of job he might get on the outside with his new skills and what it would be like to drive by a sign he made.
You know, you see something that you had a part in and it'll give you a good feeling. But, I mean, until I actually do it, I can't really say how it'll make me feel, but I know it'll be a good feeling, though.
He's being optimistic, maybe justifiably. He was once on death row for first-degree murder. A judge saved his life, ruling Good had ineffective counsel, but he still faces life in prison.
It's a thing that you stay in the courts and you fight, and you try to just do your best to make this time go by. I don't see myself doing all that time, but hopefully we can see me in the next 5 years looking at the signs.
Next time you drive by one of those signs, think about who made it. They may not see it for years. In North Carolina, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
We can't do this segment without you, you know. I mean, we could, but then it would be we've always wondered, and who wants that? So please send us your questions. There's a place you can do it at our website, marketplace.org.